Now it's time for Prizes Inside.
Hey, everybody.
Hello.
Welcome once again to the Prizes Inside podcast.
PIP for short.
A show where we find, try, and review all sorts of weird and unusual snack foods and one-time offerings. I'm Billy.
I'm Jeff.
And we are the hosts of that show.
What's this?
Well, I was thinking, because a while ago, mm-hmm. we made the observation that we don't really say what the show
True.
Is or introduce it. We'll work on it. We'll get into a rhythm. But
should we pay somebody to do like a, ladies and gentlemen, it's time once again for Prizes Inside with your host, Billy and Jeff. That kind of a thing.
Look, if we can find someone that wants to do it, I'm open to it. I'm nervous to pay anybody for anything.
Yeah, really. Just puts us more in the hole. You're right. Maybe we could do it if we cut off a season two and do a season three, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Just a thought. But yes, hello. Hi, we're going to try stuff.
Yeah, that's the gist
Consume
of it.
Consume things
yeah.
for review.
This really is a show about consumerism.
Yeah, pretty much.
Everything we try, we've bought, except things that were bought by other people and gifted to us.
Which is pretty rare.
Yeah.
It's not impossible, but we've had, you know, some friends give us stuff. We got some free grub from a company once.
You know what? That's true. I take it back.
Moon Cheese.
Yeah.
Not a sponsor, but they kind of were one time.
And you know what? I've bought from them, so
yeah, no,
they recouped.
They earned it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm glad we're able to.
Any company that sends us an entire selection of free stuff to try, I will buy some.
It was probably not every single item they have ever.
I think it was.
But it was at least the main core lineup.
Yeah. I think it was everything they had produced. They even had some that were.
Yeah, they included the stuff that wasn't even out yet.
Yeah. So
it was a good one. I like that one a lot. Yeah. I feel fond memories when I think back on that one.
Yeah, and they sent us in the special branded boxes.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't heard it yet, you should go listen to the Moon Cheese episode. It was a while back.
That's episode number
10s, teens, 20s.
It was definitely in the first two dozen.
First batch.
Yeah. So the mic audio quality is crap.
Oh,
not saying
yeah.
it's way better now, but
I think
it should
that
be
was
significantly
back when
better.
We were sitting on the floor.
For that one,
yeah,
it might have been. Because we've evolved. We started out just sitting on my floor in the living room with one mic because we couldn't get two mics working and we didn't have any other way to really... There was no other place in the apartment to really sit around. And then eventually we got a card table that's a little too low. We have to like put some stuff under the mics to prop them up.
Yeah.
Then we figured out how to do two mics.
Yeah.
The solution was just using my computer instead.
Yeah, it turned out. Which you'll hear all about if you go back and listen to like the last 15 episodes.
It's like a comic book where they have the little asterisks and they say, editor's note, check out issues 6 through 12 to find out what happened then.
Exactly.
So we've made some leaps and bounds.
Now we've got new chairs.
We've got new chairs that keep us a little lower, keep us grounded, literally.
Yeah.
Billy brought those from his abode. So we'll see if that helps. It'll certainly help in terms of comfort because these are definitely more.
My back already feels better.
Because I have those stiff wooden dinner tables.
They're made for a much taller table.
They're made for a larger table, which is what it's part of. And it's also just made for it's not made for a hanging out chair. It's more for this is the fancy dining room table.
It's made for NBA centers.
Well, I also need to get, I've never bought cushions for them, which I need to do, but. That's money. And the problem is I hardly ever use them outside of if somebody's over because I eat in the living room. An American. I watch TV while I eat because I have to be distracted every waking moment.
Well, these chairs that I brought over from our dining room, they don't get much use.
Right.
Because we also eat in the living room.
Yeah. It's what's the point when you can just watch in front of a nice TV?
We're
anything.
We're hanging out and eating.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's nice, you know, you sit down and you have a meal, but... Like every day,
no,
you just 30 minutes of two people chewing.
Yeah, best I could do is once a week.
Yeah,
if that. Even then, that would be pushing it.
Yeah.
So, anything new?
Well, I'm
sure
it's
been a minute since we've done an episode.
I know there is. You know what? I was thinking the other day.
I wish I remembered what we talked about last, which is funny because I just edited that last episode.
I know. If either of us should remember, it's
me.
Definitely you.
It's funny because I pay attention to what's being said, but to a degree, only enough to make sure I'm not, I hear it, but then I focus on the next part really pretty immediately. So I can't, I just kind of focus on, all right, what was said? Does it flow well? I don't think about the full picture. I can't remember the whole thing. I couldn't play the episode back in my head right now.
I could if I
I would have bits and pieces that I remembered, but
I'm kind of the opposite. I remember pretty well the content because I also go back and like as I'm going, I'll make notes because I think to myself, man, you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to put YouTube timestamps on this one time. So I'll make notes sometimes what's happening in the episode.
Yeah.
But yeah, now it's been a long time since my last edit. I couldn't even tell you what we ate.
The one you did, episode 63. I just looked at it when I was editing the picture for episode 64 because I have a template and I just update it,
right.
Change out the images and change the number. And I can't even remember. All I remember is the last one, which was a batch of cereals.
So, oh, yeah, the mini cereals.
The mini cereals, it had Berry Pebbles and Nutty Buddy.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, there you go. Yeah. I remember all of those things, but I couldn't.
I didn't, so, because I made the image first. Because I like to do, if I'm making the picture for like Instagram and Facebook and stuff, I do them in batches. So if we've recorded like two or three, I'll then just make them in quick order, like same evening or whatever. And I thought I remembered everything we had for that episode. I was like, got it, done. Put all the minis on there, called it. And then I listened to it. I'm like, oh, there were two more things. So then I had to kind of start over, but it's fine. It was just, I felt like a dummy. I don't think I've done that before, but that was the first time. But it had been a while.
Well, yeah.
That was the other thing, was that it had been quite some time. We had a bit of a lull in the action.
Yeah. You know, so it's not related to that at all. But speaking of news, so today is Friday, September 15th, I think.
Middle of the month.
On Monday, there was a football game played. And we were just hanging out on Wednesday, and this didn't even come up.
No, it did not.
So if you're not familiar with the NFL, Aaron Rodgers was a very talented, famous quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. He became disgruntled with his team, and after a season full of bizarre events like putting his foot in front of a camera and saying all sorts of weird conspiracies on the
he's kind of Pat revealed McAfee himself a show, bit to yeah. be yeah
he forced his way out of Green Bay and was traded to the New York Jets, a franchise altering move,
yeah, potentially.
In order to help him make this decision in the offseason, he sequestered himself in a room of pure darkness.
You know, for all his talents, he's so dumb.
This isn't a joke.
I know.
He sequestered himself. Well, I know you know, but some
of
our listeners.
It sounds made up. Yeah, if you didn't know, that's true.
He sequestered himself in darkness, pure darkness, for I think 3 days, just three straight days. He probably paid someone way too much money. They probably came by and said, hey, are you alive? Here's some food.
Slide him some food, yeah.
And then he emerged from his chrysalis.
I like to imagine, like, even though it was just like 72 hours, he came out with like a giant, like Santa beard and hair that was super long.
He emerges and he thinks, I want to continue playing football. And he forces a trade to the New York Jets. During the offseason, HBO has a show called Hard Knocks, which is like a documentary series about teams' offseasons.
Mm-hmm.
It was about the New York Jets. It was basically a show about Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, of course.
Reviving his stage two of his career
in
New York City.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Big Apple. A team that hasn't won a Super Bowl since 1967, Joe Namath.
Wow.
The fourth snap of his New York Jets career, his Achilles went, nope.
No, I'm
done.
Changed my mind. We're done here. Yeah. Yep. Yep.
And that's it. That was...
Well, they still won, though, right?
They did.
Well, that was the funny thing. Did you see that story about the bar?
No.
So, it was, and I didn't see the clip yet. I'll have to find it and show it because I want to watch it, too. Basically, because there was a news like crew there. They happened to be there.
Yeah, yeah.
So apparently at this bar, they had a thing where the Jets... So it was like, if the Jets lose, your tab's on us, the bar. So like, as the game's happening, he does this, right? He blows his Achilles. He's done. He's out. So everybody's like, oh, this is time for free booze. So they go crazy with it. And then the Jets win. And so, like, they have the... Like, they were... Like, the news crew was filming live when the game ended. And, like, everybody started to realize they spent way too much because they were sure it was not going to happen. And so, like, it was just, like, everybody was just like, oh, my God. We bought so much booze.
What have we done?
Yeah. Because, yeah, as soon as he was out, like, all right, give me your shots. Like, 12 shot, you know, like, it was just, everybody's like, yeah, free drinks all night, baby.
Well, yeah, and, I mean, some of them, at least, were probably really disappointed.
Yeah.
Solace from a bottle. That's let that be a lesson.
And so I just love that kind of like, it sounds like something from a show instead of like real life.
Yeah. It's also funny because it, like they won, but it's because Buffalo Bills, the team they were playing against, just absolutely imploded. Yeah. Like it was comically.
Yeah. It's like, we dropped our star quarterback. What should we do, guys? Let's just crap our pants.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've stopped them again. We better give them the ball back and then just underhand toss it. So, yeah, that's
maybe they had survivor's guilt. They just couldn't do it.
So that was the big NFL news, the big sports news.
Yeah.
For all of our listeners that I know personally that
for any
don't
any,
watch the NFL
whatever at that all. Venn diagram is of our audience of like,
I think you it's know, us.
Yeah, it's, yeah. But yeah, that was a fun story. It's been a weird start to the season. Like the Bengals just similarly imploded and just had a garbage game against the Browns. And it was like, what, less than a week after Burrow signed like the record contract?
$275 million.
The joke was like, oh yeah, he got the money. He ain't going to try anymore. I mean,
don't blame him.
Yeah, that could solve like world hunger. No, it was more than that. It was like $1 billion, I think.
It could make a dent.
I remember that because Elon Musk of X/Twitter, whatever you want to call it, there was a point where he was arguing with like some like, you know, food organization, and he was like, well, if you could even tell me how much it would cost to like solve world hunger, I'd just donate it. And they were like, well, that's like 1 point whatever, because they had actually calculated it. He just never responded.
Well, yeah, of course not.
But he was like, yeah, show me receipts and I'll do it. And then they did it with receipts.
He owned them.
And then he was just like,
that's what he did.
Nah, I'm not gonna
do it. He's the smartest man alive.
He's the smartest man named Elon Musk that owns a major social media platform.
That people think that it's like being run into the ground. But really, what he's doing, he's trying to deflate the value so that he can double his shares at half the cost.
40 chess. Gotcha. But yeah, nearly $300 million.
Yeah.
I can't remember what the breakdown was per year, but it was, because it's like what?
I think it's five years.
Yeah. So you do the math. I don't want to because it'll just make me sad anyway.
$55.
Yeah, I don't.
$1 million. Yeah. Meanwhile, on the other side, Deshaun Watson had more rushing yards than sexual assault accusations. So the brand that, you know, that.
It's all uphill, baby.
For his fully guaranteed 200 and some million.
I forgot about that. I tried to, I guess. So weird NFL week, but it's nice to have football back. It's just a fun thing to watch on the weekends.
Yeah, I enjoy it.
It's nice to just have on as like, as you're kind of doing like, not monotonous, but just kind of they don't require a lot of brain power. Like maybe you're picking up or doing dishes or whatever. You just have it on and then
watch the game or eat dinner.
Or eat dinner. Yeah. There you go. Full circle. Yeah. Speaking of dinner, we're not eating anything today.
No. We're drinking.
We're having drinks.
We're not drinking alcohol though.
No, we will someday.
That's for a future
episode. That is a future
episode. We have some in the hopper.
We do have some stuff. It'll be a fun one.
If only if we had planned ahead, we would have.
Yeah.
We'd have been, hey, we.
Well, this stuff is more time sensitive in that it's already out of season basically, but.
Yeah.
We can still drink it. So we've got a wide array. We've got some Mountain Dews. We've got a Dr. Pepper. And we've got a Coke.
Our old...
And a Sprite.
Old pals Coca-Cola. Yeah. Coca-Cola creations.
Pick your poison. We've got six of them.
We have more Mountain Dews, right?
There are three Mountain Dews. And then the rest are individual offerings from certain companies.
So to me, Coca-Cola creations should be last.
Save it for last?
Yeah.
Save the most... pretentious for last.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so then I would
do off. Okay. Okay. So question then. So we have a pair of dues that came out together as part of the Baja lineup, and then a separate dues. A duo of dues, and then a separate one that was more just summer themed.
Oh well, maybe we do the duos together, and then we do Sprite and Dr. Pepper, and then the last do, and then the Coke.
Okay. The duos. Then
Sprite and or Dr. Pepper.
Okay. Oh, I'll need to get a cup because the Dr. Pepper is just a can somebody gave me. So we'll just split that. Okay. So we'll start with the duos, right?
Right.
I'll get the press release up. I'll grab those drinks out of the fridge. So give me just a second.
Alrighty.
Don't do weird stuff.
What are you talking about? I don't do anything... The doo-doo-os. It's like a Pokemon. So yeah, Sprite or Dr. Pepper, and then the last. Oh, I picked all the bottles. Okay.
Okay, so do you want to do sprite do or do sprite?
I feel like do well, do sprite. You know what? Kind of, but then I wonder if the do will blend together.
It might do that.
So maybe we should break it up and do a do sprite do.
So we shouldn't do a duo, but we should do sprite do.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's do Nike. The do.
Got Nike in there too. Okay, so then I love just making it as complicated as possible. You want to start with... So ordinarily,
I would guess that I would like the purple better. But it's not purple flavored. It's passion fruit flavored. Mm-hmm. So, and I don't know what that's going to mean. The other one's
guava? Or
it's... Well, it says just Caribbean flavor. I see a...
It's guava flavor. The guava is the primary.
Let's start with this one then. Because okay. I don't think I like guava. But maybe I do. I'm not 100% sure.
My experience is pretty limited, so I couldn't tell you. All right, let me...
It's got
a little
blowfish on it. And a tropical frog.
I don't have a press release for these two. It's more of just like an announcement for them.
We can win a $500 Taco Bell gift card. I'm sure that's still open.
Maybe. Give me just a second here. I'm trying to maneuver my laptop. Okay. So these Baja Blast flavors came out basically around the start of summer, just as soon as summer got going. Yeah. Towards the end of June, beginning of July. They launched Baja Blast Caribbean Splash and Baja Blast Passion Fruit Punch. I'm glad they do alliteration when possible.
Yeah.
And it makes sense. So, like I said, there's not really a press release. Mountain Dew, unless it's kind of a big to-do. God.
Oh, boy.
So smart. They don't really kind of make a big hullabaloo. They're just like, hey, we're Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Here's the flavor description. So, for these, Caribbean Splash is Mountain Dew with a blast of natural and artificial guava flavor, while Passion Fruit Punch, you might be able to guess, is a blast of natural and artificial passion fruit flavor.
I wonder what's natural about it, because it's 0% juice.
So they are able to do that, where they'll say natural flavors, but have no... They'll be able to... Because we've had drinks and stuff that have said natural flavors, but has zero juice
and
before.
And these...
We never did figure that out, did we?
No, they haven't replied.
They left you on red.
They did. They said... I called them up. I said, hey...
Yeah.
What's the answer? They said, we'll have somebody get back to you. And I don't think.
They don't.
They care.
They were just like, whatever. This stoner is probably going to forget he even called tomorrow when he wakes up.
Here we are.
Yeah. You know,
professional
podcaster. We can say pouring our hearts into
pouring
Mountain
our
Dew
hearts
promotion.
Yeah. Into, we promote so many different companies.
It's true.
Here. Only one of them.
Do you think they need us, though?
Well, Starry apparently did. If they could have sent us a Sierra Mist, who knows? Maybe their fortunes would have turned around.
Yeah.
It all hinged
on us. We were the linchpin for their success. You're right.
It only takes one show to go viral.
That is true. We just have to be very inflammatory, controversial, or draw a lot of ire that draws attention to us.
I was going
to
make a joke. I would never make it in a recorded setting.
Okay.
But it would have been funny, but deeply inappropriate.
We'll say it, and we can delete it.
No,
you'll be editing this one.
Yeah, but you'll have the audio file. It doesn't
matter. Oh, you don't want to ever, like, in case we, like, have a big, like, schism, and I'm just like, well, this is what Billy said. Ah, that's smart.
Yeah, I don't trust
almost
anybody.
Had dirt on you.
Almost.
Well, when we're not recording.
Yeah.
I'll have my phone out on the table.
Yeah, that's fine. You say
that'll be, like, the Dateline report that they have. You know?
You'll say something much worse than I do. Yeah. Inevitably.
Yeah. Dark Prizes Inside will be the name of the segment. okay. So, which one do you want to start with again? You said the Caribbean Splash?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if I'll like either one of these. I'm not... Honestly, if you asked me to describe passion fruit, I couldn't tell you.
Well, I couldn't. But it's purple?
Right. So that's the problem. Is it going to be purple?
It's not going to be purple. But it... I mean, it's
how
purple.
How purple will it be, though? Because they're not going to go purple unless there's some sort of purple... element there.
Yeah, and so Mountain Dew never.
They're not that stupid. Come on. All right, so we're going to start with Caribbean Splash.
Yeah. This one gives me vitamin water vibes.
I'm a little concerned it's going to have that very, like, sickly sweet artificial flavor.
Yeah, well, natural and artificial.
Yeah, you know what I mean. It doesn't smell as bad as I feared, but it's still kind of along those lines.
I don't know. I think it could be good.
Well, bottoms up. Not as bad as I feared, but
it has a weird aftertaste.
What I was thinking, it's like a really good zero sugar fruit drink.
Yeah, I can see it.
Where it doesn't,
not like a soda, but like a fruit drink.
Like a not like a vitamin water, but like one of those like zero calories.
Yeah.
You know. Because it's got that, it's like good, but it's still I don't know if it's guava that's causing it or if it's just the artificial part of it, but it's just not.
Like the initial flavor was okay, but then it kind of, I just didn't like the way it sat.
The aftertaste, I can still kind of feel it.
Yeah.
And it's not, like,
it's weird.
It's weird. Yeah. I think weird is a good way to describe it. Not bad. Like I'm not like, I'll finish this bottle over the weekend or something.
Probably. Yeah, I'll finish it eventually.
But it's not going to be like, I look down and suddenly I drank the whole thing because I couldn't stop by any means.
Or like, you know, I drink the Zero Sugar Mountain Dews.
Those are
the cans.
Those are surprisingly pretty good.
Because I don't drink coffee. You know, I have that's like my my coffee equivalent. I'll get to the bottom of one of those.
Your mug is like, don't bother me till I've had my Mountain Dew Zero Sugar.
Well, no, I'm usually fine, but
yeah.
I just like them.
Yeah.
You know, caffeine is a normalized
part of the way of life these days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that reminds me of some of the weird. With another friend group joking about, you know, American or just corporate life in general, you know, and how compared to like to cyberpunk and how like, oh, eventually you're going to be, they're going to need amphetamines at work and all this stuff.
It's
like
dystopian capitalist.
They already give away free coffee.
We're already there. It's a low key version of that. Yeah.
Well, I lost my
train of thought. You kind of, you took a detour. You had a train of thought, but then you were like, oh,
do you remember what it was?
Nope. So, you were talking about how you use Mountain Dew as your caffeine kick.
I'll get to the bottom of a can of that and think, man, I wish there was more. But I can't have a second one because that's too much caffeine.
Yeah, this is something where it's like, once I finish it, I'm like, this is fine. I'm okay with this.
Yeah.
What do you rate it?
2.5.
That's what I'll agree with that. 2.5.
Yeah.
Twos would imply it's got some badness in it or something that's really not good. And that's not the case. It's just not got anything that makes it better than mediocre.
I'm not upset that it's limited time.
And I'm sure some people would love this flavor, actually. Some people like that kind of thing. I'm sure
people like that exist.
Yeah, it's just not for me, not for you.
And,
But yeah, I mean, it could have been worse. I'm okay to kick things off with a completely average drink.
Yeah, a mediocre Mountain Dew.
Because that also kind of helps set the like expectation for the rest of them. So you have a really clear understanding of like, what do I think is going to be actually good or bad? So if this one, if like the passion fruit punch is just awful, we'll know what something that is okay tastes like because we just had it.
What animal is on this?
Like, where? Oh, on the...
The one of them's a bird. Like a cool bird.
I can't make out anything on this one. Yeah, it's like a, not a toucan, but like...
Is it a dog? Or an alligator? Oh, it must be an alligator.
I can't tell. Because
he's snorkeling and he's got the...
Oh, okay. Now that you said snorkel, I see it. Yeah, it's like an alligator.
Yeah.
Okay. It's one of those images where, like, your brain can't figure it out until you have some context.
Yeah. No, I...
The goggles really...
Yeah. I know what you mean. So, the trouble with this one, we've touched on it already, but my expectations are becoming unreasonable based on the color. And it's not fair to hold it against it, but at the same time...
Well, I mean...
If you're going to color it purple, you better bring your A game.
Well, it always reminds me of the... Remember when Heinz did the different colors for ketchup in the late 90s, early 2000s? They had green, purple, I think blue.
It's something that I don't think I would have liked.
And that's the thing is, like, it tastes exactly the same, but your brain really resists that ability to, like, divorce the look and the taste.
I read about an experiment once... this was a long time ago, so maybe the specific details, I might mess up some, but it's pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
They basically, for food coloring specifically, to test some sort of response to how visual affects your flavor. So they put people in like darkness or blindfolded them and they had them try food. And I think one was like steak and mashed potatoes and just perfectly normal, ordinary food.
Yeah.
But they were food colored. And people ate them and they liked them.
So they tried them again with the lights on?
And then they turned the lights on and people like were revolted by what they were eating.
Yep. I believe it.
Yeah, it's the same kind of thing.
Because I remember my dad was just like, this looks disgusting. I'm not using this. Because we had like, because we bought it and we're like, can't wait to try it. And then my mom like made some fries and stuff. And he was just like, no, absolutely not. So I get it. Okay, well, on that note... Not to set a bad.
Well, but it's purple. It's what well, it's the color is right is the flavor.
That's true.
The test.
And you know there are a variety of purples, so hopefully it's one of the really good ones. But we'll see. No, it's not going to be a good purple.
Really, I think it'll be fine.
It smells like weird.
A Baja Blast purple.
Well, we'll see. It's like. smoking a purple flavored cigarette.
I kind of liked it.
I didn't hate it, but it's not. I don't like the kick it gives.
No, that's what I was kind of really? Into. It kind of was like a. It reminded me of like if you have like a powdered candy of some kind, but it's a little sour, which normally is my favorite. But it kind of gives you that after. It's kind of the opposite of the Caribbean Splash, which I thought kind of had most of its goodness initially, and then the aftertaste was like ugh.
It's kind of weird, I feel like the back end of the first one was bleh. I feel like the front end of this one is bleh.
Yeah, but the back end was a big surprise. It's not what I expected.
I initially was going to give it a 2.5, but the more I thought about it, I think I'm going to give it a 2. I don't like it.
You thought it was worse?
I do.
Than Caribbean Splash?
I actually do. Because this one, that one's tolerable. This one, I kind of like, I don't know if I want to drink more of it.
I've already drinking more of it than Caribbean.
Yeah, I mean, Sport. That's great.
It's a 3.5 for me.
That's fine. I mean, it's passion fruit's not something I'm passionate about.
I didn't think I was, but this was tasty.
It's okay. I'm not going to, I don't have no dog in this fight, so you can love it as much as you want. It doesn't, I don't care. Passion fruit is nothing to me. I don't know why I'm being so like
we're you know
like I'm Succession or something.
I'm just gonna throw. Like, we're never gonna go viral if
no.
There's an opportunity for conflict and you're like yeah you know I just fine.
It's whatever. It's well I mean we do have that, but I'm not gonna force it for something I have. I just have no. I don't care about this product. I don't.
It's
care.
Mountain Dew.
I care about the other one
and Baja Blast. Why you care about the other one?
Because I feel like you're being a little harsh on it.
So we gave it the same score.
I know, but in comparison to Passion Fruit Punch, I think you're being hard on it.
That doesn't even make sense.
I know. That's why your logic, I just can't follow.
we treated it equally.
I know.
Well, and I like the other one better.
But you've, like, in hindsight, used Caribbean Splash to prop up further Passion Fruit Punch.
No. I used Passion Fruit Punch to punch down Caribbean Either Splash. Either
way, it's the same detrimental kind of argumentative style that affects. I keep forgetting the name of it. I have to look at it like over and over. Caribbean Splash. That's
why it scored so high. So it's such a memorable drink.
Well, you don't remember the mediocre ones as much as the bad ones or the good ones. I think that's a true sentiment for like anything, like movies, shows. Like if you see a movie and you're like, that was okay, you'll forget about it pretty quick versus something that's like especially bad. Same thing for like drinks or food, I think.
You know what we should start doing, or what we should have done from the beginning, is keep a list of all the scores that we've given things.
I've thought about that before. I don't want to go back and have to go through 60 plus.
Maybe one day. Start now. Open Excel. Get an Excel going.
Let me get Notepad up. That's quicker. Because I don't have Excel. I mean, like, I have Google ones, but.
Yeah.
What do we. Let's see. What's the first one? Caribbean Splash. Splash.
2.5 apiece.
Okay. And then what was the second one?
Passion fruit punch.
Punch. Be 3.5?
3.5 and 2.
Yep. Okay.
Look at that. The next phase of our evolution.
It's like we have that slate like the Marvel when they have like the announcer slate for the next phase and they have all the movies lined up for the next like 3 years. This is our slate. Having notes. That's it. That's our only like big announcement.
Look, that's a big jump compared to what we usually come out of these with.
Most of the time we're like, I don't know what I rank that. And now that we have this, we could immediately be like, all right, Control F.
Yeah.
You know, whatever cereal. And then.
Did you put Mountain Dew Caribbean Splash? Oh,
that's a good point.
We should categorize because we can't even remember it immediately after drinking. There's no way a month from now we're going to be able to consult.
Okay. Now they have Mountain Dew in front of them. Okay. Perfect. So next, Sprite.
Limonade Legacy.
Oh yeah, Limonade. I can't Limon. What like lemonade, right?
It's like lemonade, but with limonade.
Y. Okay, but just it's just a Y, right? Is the only difference. Okay. Okay. This one has a press release because this one was it was a cool concept. I don't really know what the Sprite connection is, but
1% juice. Look at that.
I think Sprite does have 1% juice, doesn't it?
I don't know.
Maybe not.
This one has like strawberries or something in it.
Mm. So for this one, as it says in the bottle, it's a celebration of 50 years of hip hop, which is cool. I don't know. I guess apparently Sprite has used hip hop culture in the past or has used it for a long time. And so they're kind of celebrating that, I guess, appeal mm-hmm. that they've marketed it towards. So I'll read the press release really quick here. It started in June. Sprite, a brand that has championed hip-hop culture for more than 35 years, will celebrate the groundbreaking genre's 50th anniversary this summer with a buzzworthy TV spot starring a crew of living legends and rising stars, and also a new limited edition flavor sponsorship of one of the most anticipated concerts or concert tours of the year, and exclusive merch and experience drops, of course. There were some different artists starring in a new ad. They paid tribute to past, present, and future artists. There was a remix of the Sugar Hill Gang's Rapper's Delight, the first ever hip-hop song to hit the Billboard Top 40. Mm-hmm. So they kind of did that like generational celebration of all the different eras, which I thought was cool.
Yeah.
I don't recall seeing any of the ads, but then again, I don't watch TV, and if it's on YouTube, I try and skip it ASAP. I have a quote here, and then we can kind of get to the main event. So this is from A.P. Cheney, blank blank, for Sprite North America. Just blank blank.
It's marketing director?
You got half of it right. Creative director.
Yeah.
He said this of the brand's longstanding hip-hop credentials. Well, he said they're unmatched. But then he said this. Our resume speaks for itself. Sprite took a chance on hip-hop before it was cool and has always been of the culture, not only for the culture. We've shown up for both moments big and small, amplifying the endless possibilities of the now omnipresent hip-hop lifestyle and its profound impact on music, sports, and fashion. So it's only fitting that we pay homage to all hip-hop has been, is, and will be.
What's that person's name?
A.P. Cheney. Literally A.P. Cheney. And so for part of the celebration, they released the limited-time-only Sprite Limonade Legacy. It's a remix nod to the OG crisp lemon-lime refresher. It's basically their take on strawberry lemonade, which was inspired by fan requests on social media. So they have a range of packages available at retailers nationwide and exclusively in fountain and frozen formats at 7-Eleven stores. I don't know how long it lasts. I don't see I don't see a thing where it says like it'll be gone after this.
Well,
so it may be gone by now.
They have a website on the bottle says, or a QR code that says unlock a legendary experience.
Is it gone?
It just brings you to a Sprite.
Okay, so it's over. Yeah. Sorry, guys. We're reviewing something
good run.
You can't have. But we're going to try it anyway.
You know, this one's not very exciting, but a fun segment we could start doing. I looked up A.P. Cheney on LinkedIn.
Are you just going to add them every time we get one?
See, that's a good idea.
Is it, though?
Oh, I can't. I can only follow.
So, yeah, when you get big enough, you can't. You
Hold
can't
on. Take I'm any more. I'm going to send him a message.
You can't take any more leeches like us. What are you going to say?
I'm going to say, hey.
Send a picture. You're holding a Sprite limeade. Try one out. Let you know how it goes.
We bought it many months ago.
Sorry, I didn't have signal till now.
Share, contact, connect. There we go. Oh, I'm following.
Yeah.
Oh, an invitation to connect was sent.
Okay.
And I'm following.
Yeah, so. You can't message, I think, until you are connected.
Yeah, so I think unless they accept, I'll only
ever Are we connected follow. On LinkedIn?
I don't. Let's see. Would you just be Jeff?
Yeah. Just like you'd be Billy. Well, no, you probably
wouldn't
aren't.
Be. Yeah.
Yeah. We won't get into that because we don't want identity theft.
We are first. Happening.
Okay. Then, yeah.
We're, we have. Yeah. We're.
Okay.
All right. A.P. Cheney has a passion
for fruit,
among other things, for copywriting.
Yeah. That tracks. I think that's how a lot of people get into like that marketing world is through copywriting, and you kind of work your way up. So that makes sense.
Yeah. They have actually a pretty. A well-rounded career.
I would think. Once you get to like creative director of such a big brand, you've got to be
Sprite.
Yeah.
And Fanta.
Yeah.
Did they say that?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like at the same time or?
Yeah. For Sprite, Fanta. Is Fanta a Coke? They must be.
Yeah. They are.
Well, there you go.
It's weird because like, I don't know. You would. No, I was thinking you would think that like they would have it just branded as Coke, you know, Coke Orange or Coke. Chair or not chair?
No, because I'm sure it was an acquisition, so they probably didn't want to disrupt the brand.
Yeah, that was going to be my other thought. I think Fanta was like an international thing that
It's also not really a cola, so I don't know if you'd want to
associate. Yeah, that'd be kind of a weird cola
brand. But
I always just think of like brand power because people focus on that so much these days.
Well, so we'll get into it later with when we do the creations thing. But I sent you an article from the Wall Street Journal about Coke's marketing strategy. And there were a few interesting nuggets about it.
Yeah.
I guess we'll get into...
That'll be the main event. We'll have three more to get through. Wait, did we...
We haven't even opened the bottle.
Oh, my God. Sprite, I'm so sorry, baby. Please, AP, don't get mad.
I have to send Todd Kaplan a friend request. Hold on.
Why?
Because Todd Kaplan, whatever position of Pepsi, He's the person whose releases we've read the most of.
That's true. Now hurry up, because I want to... We're getting long in the tooth already, and we've got so many more flavors. Oh, I'm not going to like this.
Chief Marketing Officer, Pepsi.
I'm just opening this up to get ready.
Wait, no. Connect. I want to connect. Get out of here.
I don't know how I'm going to respond to this. It's got a lemonade-y vibe, but like a weird, like, fake strawberry kind of scent. So we'll see.
He's all I can do is follow, but he's...
Yeah, because of leeches like you that waste his time, so he has to disable it, probably.
No, he's pretty high. He has 68,758 followers.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, you're not somebody that needs to connect with anybody.
I'm going to message him.
Message him what?
I'm going to say, hey, I love your press releases.
You weave a tale, my friend. Kudos.
Subject: connection request. Hi, Todd.
You may have heard of our show, Prizes Inside.
You may have heard of our show.
Are you actually writing that?
What career bridges am I burning by sending...
What if he's like a super vindictive, like he sees this and he's like, you know what? If he took the time to do this...
That'll put this show on the
map. I will take the time to ruin his life.
You may have heard...
Where does he live? We're burning his house down. We're going to drench it in like Pepsi products.
Prizes Inside. I've read... Many of you.
He could be a guy that hunts poor people for sport.
Probably.
And you're just like egging him on to pick you.
I've read many of your quotes in press releases, and I'd love to connect. All the best.
XOXO, Billy.
No, I'll leave my name off. I'll keep it.
Keep it professional. Right. Yeah. Yeah, sure. Okay.
Sent.
Well, Godspeed.
Man, if I bag Todd Kaplan...
I'm going to message him and be like, hey, you just added my friend Billy.
Well, you'll be a second-degree connection.
Oh, yeah.
He'll probably
that'll be automatic.
Yeah.
We'll both be in. You get your foot in the door.
Yeah.
We're running through.
That's all it takes.
Grab everything off the shelves we can before they kick us out.
It's not what you know, it's who you know. And I know Todd Kaplan.
Well, you know of Todd Kaplan. Let's clarify here. This Sprite Lemonade, I'm not a big fan of the smell.
It smells fine,
but I just...
It smells like a berry lemonade.
I get a little... I don't know. We'll see.
It's refreshing.
Yeah.
But honestly, there's not a lot happening.
Yeah, I agree.
And it's kind of forgettable.
It's very whelming to me.
Yeah. It also says... It says lemon, lime, strawberry, and lemonade. I don't really taste much strawberry. I could use more of that.
Yeah, it has a fruit flavor, kind of, but it's not. It's very nondescript compared to what I expect from strawberry as a flavor.
Mm-hmm. But I didn't dislike it. I'll drink it.
Yeah,
because it, like I said, it is refreshing. If I'm hot, I'm sweating.
Yeah,
that would hit the spot.
I think the other thing is the lemonade part of it kind of like almost waters down the spriteness of it.
Yeah, or vice versa.
Hey,
the Sprite
waters
down the lemonade.
It's just
none of the promised flavors really were
nothing
noticeable.
Pops. Yeah, but not. You know, it would be, I would drink it if I was thirsty or, you know, somebody offered me one. I think it's 2.5 again for me.
To me, this is a textbook 3.
A 3?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm definitely going to finish it before I finish Caribbean Splash. And it doesn't quite have the adventurousness of Passion Fruit Punch.
Yeah, that's fine. The Limonade for me is very interchangeable quality-wise with the Caribbean Splash. And then... Passion Fruit, I think, is still the worst of the three.
Well, look at us. Flipped right around.
But yeah, it's funny. The middle part's kind of the same. But yeah, that one outlier's our view on Passion Fruit. I need to write it down.
Oh, yeah. See, I already almost forgot.
You said the 3.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's Sprite Lemonade Legacy.
All right.
You may have already...
It is written.
And you said your score as well?
Yeah, 2.5.
What was it? 2.5? Yeah.
Just not.
I mean, look at all these new segments. We have a LinkedIn segment. We have a score
segment.
Well,
it's not a segment. It's just you.
It's not a segment yet.
I don't know how we can make a segment out of it.
We just do it every time.
It's you messaging.
Bam, it's a segment.
One of the PR people.
Me guessing the position of the people. That's a segment, but that just takes 2 seconds.
Yeah, but this is.
What if there's a fun fact on their LinkedIn?
Like what?
Well, what if somebody worked at an unexpected place before? What if Todd Kaplan was brought up through the Coke pipeline and then defected to Pepsi?
Oh, I see. Or maybe they're like from Ohio and it's like, hey, that's cool.
Yeah. I'll tell you what that'll do is it'll go in my connection request. Fellow Ohioan,
Go Bucks.
OH. See, that way, if they're OU or Ohio State, you get
they
them.
Can, yeah. They can still block you, but not feel quite as bad about it. Or maybe worse about it. I don't know. All right. Are we ready for the second half of this?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, let's get to it.
I have nothing else to add. From 2016 to 2018, Todd Kaplan was partially responsible for the proliferation of Aquafina water to become the number one national mainstream water brand with over $1.1 billion in sales.
Okay.
He did not come through the Coca-Cola pipeline. He has, in fact, been employed by Pepsi for 17 years and 3 months as of this recording. Oh, he used to be the marketing director of Mountain Dew. Claims that Mountain Dew's trademark is worth $6 billion.
Say it again.
Claims that Mountain Dew's trademark is worth $6 billion.
Yeah, makes sense.
Launched Mountain Dew Kickstart. Previously worked at Visa International.
All right, so what's next? We have a Dr. Pepper, the Coke's the last one, and then a Mountain Dew.
Well, let's do the Pepper and the Dew.
So this one is Dr. Pepper Strawberries and Cream. Got it from a colleague at work. But let me see if there's a descriptor or some sort of announcement they had. I had it up here. Yeah, Dr. Pepper doesn't really have much in the way of a press release. I mean, they do, but it's not. There was no campaign for this. It was just like, hey, new flavor. And this came out in February. So it's been
out a little while.
A while. And I do remember it coming out, but also being like, well, I can't do a whole episode with that. And so it didn't really find its place, but then again, somebody at work gave it to me, and I was like, well, I'll save it for when we get two drinks at some point.
Yeah.
And today is the day. And I believe it's still available. Like, I think it is something where they're keeping it around.
I've seen it in stores.
For a while, or until it just the well dries up. There's a quote. Really, it's just, the flavor, though, is the original 23 flavors of Dr. Pepper swirled with layers of refreshing strawberry flavor and a smooth, creamy finish. How are you with creamy, like, cream sodas? I like
cream sodas.
Do you like them?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're fine, but like, I couldn't be like a regular of that. It gets like, I have one and I'm like, all right, I'm good for cream sodas.
Depends
for like
on
a couple
the
of
cream
years.
Soda.
It's
some
just
of them
so.
Are better than others.
Not full, but like, it just feels full. I don't know.
Who's the quote by?
Well, that was just the description of the flavor. Oh. Here's the quote. This is by, I almost thought it was Dr. Pepper Zero. John Alvarado.
How do you spell Alvarado?
Like avocado, but with an R. If avocado was a word, because there's an L in front of it.
Is it avocado?
It's alvocado, but with an R. There's an
there's
L there.
An L? Oh, okay.
I probably could have spelled it out, and that would have went faster, but it was...
Definitely.
Yeah.
You know. Oh, this isn't the guy. This guy works somewhere else. Is this the right spelling?
That's Alvarado. I said avocado. No, wait. No, I said... What did I say? Alvarado, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I got myself confused because I said avocado so much. Yeah, it's John Alvarado. He is the blank, blank, blank of Dr. Pepper.
Blank, blank, blank.
We can't look up his profile and guess it. That's not fair.
Well, look, it could be any of these guys. So there's so many John Alvarados.
Roll the dice and then...
Chief Financial Officer.
Senior Vice President. So high up on the chain.
None of these people. Boy, he'll tell you, he might be high up in the chain of Dr. Pepper. He's pretty low on the list of John Alvarados.
Yeah, you may not need it when you're that high up. I don't know. But here's the quote. Our expert team of flavor scientists. God, I want to be a flavor scientist. That would be so fun. Are constantly innovating to bring to life new varieties that will surprise and delight treat seekers and our existing dedicated fans. Dr. Pepper Strawberries and Cream is an exciting evolution for our brand's flavor portfolio as it joins our permanent lineup alongside popular varieties such as Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper Zero Sugar. We can't wait for people to try this delicious new treat. That's weird. I thought it was going to say I didn't even finish it. I thought it was going to say flavor, then I saw it said treat.
Yeah.
I don't ever consider a drink a treat. Like, I don't know. I guess in this case it might be more almost dessert-y.
Might be dessert-y, yeah.
But yeah, that's it. It was really, that's all it was. Or do you have anything to add before I just pour it? Because we just have the one can.
John Alvarado spent most of his career in the beer marketing.
All right. That's water. That's the water cup. they're both the same color. I wasn't paying attention. And then I tried to quickly stop it. That's why I spilled a little bit on the table.
You were entranced by my John Alvarado trivia.
I was lost in your voice. I couldn't make out what words you were saying.
Connection request sent.
That was an inside joke. We have a friend we were playing a game with, and we were trying to communicate on a strategy for a battle we were in, a battle we had. It was a fighting, or like a beat-em-up.
Yeah, yeah.
And basically, Billy was saying block. And our friend was like, I don't know what word he's saying. As if Billy's dulcet tones was just too overwhelming. And
well, that's specifically what he said, wasn't it?
Heavenly songs, huh?
He specifically said, like, all I hear is your enchanting voice.
Because I think his initial response was, what's block? And we're like, block is a block. As in block and attack. I poured, I don't know how much. I only need a couple sips anyways.
You open your cans weird. You don't open it all the way.
Yeah. You don't want to.
Why?
It'll help if you like tip it over and spill out or something. Yeah, I don't like doing it all the way because if I pour it and like, I don't know, it kind of mitigates spillage, I guess, is my thought.
It seems weird to me, that's all.
I don't know, like, I mean, there.
But that's much better.
But now, if it spills, it's going everywhere. Let me get just a paper towel to wipe up the spill here. So, yeah, we have cups of water to, you know, refresh ourselves between drinks. And
well, you have a cup of water. Well, I'm going to dump
that out,
Pepsi.
Too. Oh. I'm going to dump that out and get some actual fresh water, so.
So this guy, John Alvarado.
Also, his last name sounds like a car or a truck.
It is, yeah. Or at least
a Chevy Alvarado.
A dealership.
Yeah.
So this guy's senior marketing executive, over 20 years across, you know, beer companies, and it was Miller Lite and now mm-hmm. Dr. Pepper. It is hilarious to me how even someone whose career seems like it should speak for itself has to do something like specialties include growth mindset, strategic thinking, brand builder, operational excellence, modern marketer, omni-channel execution, integrated, like, you just all the, even his LinkedIn profile is just buzzword central. Yeah. Search engine
optimization. I wonder if he even wrote it, or he had an intern just throw something together.
And
then he just approved it when he saw it. Like, all right, whatever. Okay, so here we go. Definitely smells like strawberry mixed with Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, as opposed to the Sprite.
Yeah, it smells accurate.
Yeah.
But let's see if it tastes accurate. That one's pretty darn good.
Yeah, so I have to... Mm-hmm. Admit something.
Okay. I'm ready.
I wanted to try this real bad.
Really?
Yeah. While it was in there. So I've tried the zero sugar variety of this already.
And you're telling me now?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
This version is better than zero sugar.
Oh, that's a universal truth. I've never experienced a zero sugar version of something that's as good as the original. There's
some
just
of
no way.
The Cokes, I think, are...
No.
Pretty much there.
They're close, but no.
but this one is...
Markedly better?
Yeah. The actual sweetness mm-hmm. is a game changer.
Well, yeah, when you're thinking strawberries and cream, you want all that sweetness. They combine really well with Dr. Pepper.
A lot
in the same way that cherry Dr. Pepper mm-hmm. or vanilla Dr. Pepper in the past. These are just other flavors that really complement that, not bitter, but like that cola base that
cherry cola.
Dr. Pepper has. So... Yeah, I went back for seconds. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it is.
Because I'm kind of comparing it to like the cherry vanillas. Mm-hmm. Cherry vanilla Dr. Pepper is one of my favorite soda drinks ever.
Yeah.
I don't think it quite hits that high, but it's pretty good. It really, nothing gets diminished. Nothing's ignored. There's no, like, everything's really balanced well. Everything's complimentary. I'm going 4.5.
That's fair. I'm going to go with a 4 because it is good.
Mm-hmm.
And with only the amount that we had was a good amount, at least from the zero sugars.
About half a can.
What I found was the initial like sip is like, oh, that's great. That's mm-hmm. really strawberry. Then when you get to the bottom of the can, it's like,
yeah.
Okay, I'm strawberried out.
I think that's why I didn't want to give it a 5, because with cream sodas, again, I like them, but I can have one and just be done with it.
Yeah.
Whereas, like I said, with like cherry vanilla Dr. Pepper, that one just endless supply, just put it in my veins, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that's why I hesitated, because, again, the flavor, though, if you just have one sip, Oh boy.
Yeah, it is. It's quite good. Quite tasty. And as like a dessert treat, mm-hmm. which so maybe it's what they want.
You know, I'll say that I feel like that was a fair descriptor. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Well, we have our first, I'd say, pretty much bona fide hit of the night.
Yeah. We've had a range so far.
Yeah.
You've had an equivalent, I guess, but I think I've been different scores across the board.
Yeah, I've been pretty much just even keel, but... Okay, so up next we have a Mountain Dew. This is Summer Freeze, another one that I don't know if still available. Probably not, because this is very, like...
Yeah, there's an ice cream truck being driven by a popsicle.
And the weather started to cool a bit, so, you know... This is probably out of season, unavailable, but
I don't even remember seeing this anywhere.
I saw it, I think, when I was at Walmart once or something and just grabbed it. But it's basically flavored around the red, white, and blue popsicles.
I'll bet this is going to be good.
I'm hoping. So for this one, real quick, we'll just kind of read it. There's no press release. Again, Mountain Dew, they don't mess around. They just get to the goods. This one, you know what? I don't have anything for it. It just kind of came out, I think. Apparently, I'm just reading this one little factoid from this article about it. The staff at the Mountain Dew Wiki noted that PepsiCo filed a trademark for the names back in October of last year. A follow-up post on the Dew Drinker Discord, which is a thing that exists, it says in parentheses, shared that the flavor would be called Summer Freeze, not Summer Pop, as it may have previously been known.
So it's been out before?
No, I think at some point the name Summer Pop was the project name it's still in development name or something.
So we should join that Discord.
It's the Dew Drinker Discord. Well, there's like Dew Drinkers on Reddit and stuff because I used that when I was trying to find a flavor or there was something I was looking up for Mountain Dew. So yeah, there's definitely Dew fandoms, like legit really into Dew culture.
How do you join here?
You just find it and then you have to, create your own. Some have like a public link. It just depends.
Groups. Anyway.
I was just going to say, I'm ready to dive in. The packaging's really nice. It pops.
Yeah, I like
that. What I like is it's like very like focused on the red, white, and blue, but the yellow background like helps all the stuff in it, you know, be visible and stick out well. There's the singing summer. A red, white, and blue popsicle with a mohawk who's also rocking out. Oh, wait, no, the dude.
I think it's a thermometer.
I thought the sun was singing into a mic, but then I realized now that dude's, breaking a thermometer. So he's getting mercury all over himself, which is bad. And then there's another sentient red, white, and blue popsicle selling or driving an ice cream truck with another dude. So it's like...
Is 1940 a significant date in Mountain Dew history?
It's kind of cannibalistic. I don't know why.
The license plate is MD-1940.
It might be when it was like founded or something.
It's the little... It's the attention to detail.
Let me Google it while you're opening that up. Yep, invented in 1940.
There you go.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be good.
The graphic designer for that one got kudos.
It smells like... The popsicle.
Oh, that does smell good. All right.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it tasted like it was supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, if you ever had a popsicle and you thought, man, you know what I would like? To drink this.
I do think it smells a little better than it tastes.
Yeah, it has a little hint of, again, that sour aftertaste. Not that the drink is sour, but just like it's the same, it has the same feel.
My only slight disappointment is that, you know how like when you have one of those or like a push pop and there's that melted bit at the end and you drink that and it's got all that flavor in it. I always hope for that kind of concentrated hit of flavors, and it's a little more of a blend of that flavor, but with Mountain Dew, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost perfect, I think, is how I'm going at it. But it's really good.
Yeah.
I'm a little bummed I didn't enjoy it more during the summer once in a while. But, you know, I could see them bringing it back.
I hope they do.
At some point. But yeah, also I like the blue coloring of the drink. Like it just, you know what you're in for when you see this package. But yeah, pretty darn good. What are you going to rate it?
4.5.
Same.
Yeah.
We've had two back-to-back that have been really good.
Yeah. I mean...
I like how the second half is...
Second half is bringing it.
Is kicking.
And you know who has never failed to bring
which is funny because
A game.
Yeah, we have, last but not least, Coke Creations Move. Limited edition. This is a transformation flavor. It says literally transformation flavored.
Yeah. So there's going to be all kinds of goodies to get into with this one.
And you know how good Coke is at nailing abstract concepts as flavors.
Yeah.
The only one I think they've done successfully is still the...
Marshmallow.
No. Well, that one's not abstract. That's just like, that was just what, strawberry and whatever. That's not, I'm saying like the first one was Tastes Like Space. That one was good.
Starlight was good.
Yeah. Starlight was good. And it was a good flavor while also being weird and kind of like, I get it. Like they made like a weird, good flavor.
Yeah.
That I could see connecting to space in some, again, tenuous way. Whereas the other ones have just been like varieties of crap.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, we have a press release. You know, how Coke do.
Well, so before we get to the press release,
do you want to do
let me contextualize their marketing scheme. So this article, this drink came out a long time ago. This article was from last week. So it's not like a one-to-one, but you kind of get
the
same
the
vibes.
Line.
Yeah. So this is a Wall Street Journal article.
Okay.
And it's one of the few that I've seen from Wall Street Journal that's not behind a paywall.
I was wondering if you were a subscriber or something.
I'm not. So I don't know why I'm able to read it, but I've...
Maybe Coke was like, hey, we want this out there.
Yeah. So this is, if you're not familiar with Budweiser, they have had some controversy for wading into the culture wars.
They have somehow taken a stand by including a person of a certain subset of society that some approve of, and most, I think, sane people do, and then some just vehemently don't.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So their sales for a while plummeted. I don't know if they're back up or not. It doesn't matter. But it's on the minds of beverage executives.
Yeah.
So the title of this article is Coca-Cola's CMO on Sidestepping the Culture Wars, Navigating AI, and Boosting Events Over Ads. The subtitle is, I'm not going to read the whole article, but just, again, it paints a picture.
And you can look it up. That's the beauty.
You can now read this article yourself, because I've just provided you the title.
Wall Street Journal, not a sponsor.
Yeah. Well, you don't even have to buy it, so they don't have to be sponsored. An aversion to political controversy and a reliance on creators for AI-generated content...
I hate this sentence already.
...have helped guide the soft drink giant's recent strategy. There is a chance that these press releases are generated by AI.
I'd believe it, based on how inhuman they sound.
Yeah. So... We'll cut some of this. I'm just going to skim it to get to
the goods.
Yeah, the goodies. They have a long-standing policy to limit engagement in socio-political issues to avoid the things that have happened with Bud Light and Target.
I have thoughts, which you can talk to me in person about or message me about, but we won't get into here.
Yeah, suffice to say...
It's a fiasco.
Yeah. So what they want to do is they want to focus on their global customer base rather than short-term traditional sales goals. And in service of this, they are they're focusing less on TV. There you go. In this Coke article, there's a reference to Beverage Digest, the publication that way too expensive.
I remember
for us to
we looked it up and it's like no.
Yeah, it's like
it's not $20 a year.
It's like a trade publication for beverages, and somebody charges the corporate card for those.
Yeah, that's a business expense if I ever saw one.
They're losing carbonated soft drink sales to functional beverages.
I thought you were going to say to functional people.
So their strategy boils down to this: inclusion without endorsement. So their job, says Arroyo, CMO of Coke, to sell beverages. It's as simple and as complex as that. So they came out against voting laws in Georgia, for instance.
I do remember hearing about that, yeah.
They said Georgia was its home state, and the company long supported voting rights.
Everything else are like, we're not going to step into that.
Yeah. Meanwhile, to sidestep human rights abuses in China ahead of the 2022 Winter Olympics, they decided not to use Olympic theming in their store displays. Because of the damage it could cause to the company's reputation.
Not my problem as a corporate strategy.
Coca-Cola's marketing aims to target all consumers while avoiding the appearance of endorsing or criticizing any particular group, Arroyo said. Internal messaging guidelines clearly delineate which topics Coca-Cola marketing should and shouldn't touch, he said, though he declined to elaborate on specifics.
Do you know what this feels like? This feels like an episode of Seinfeld where George got into a marketing team and this was his approach and it like took off.
This is basically the Costanza quote. Whatever is your political preference, whatever is your religious preference, whatever is your sexual preference, we welcome absolutely everyone. But a different thing is to make a statement that basically favors one against another. It's not our job to enter that.
Yeah, I can see George holding up his hands and ending with that. And everybody's just like clapping in the boardroom.
So Coca-Cola was one of the first major consumer brands to integrate generative AI into its marketing campaigns.
Oh, sure. I believe that.
This full-bodied embrace has required the company to place less emphasis on the previous topic du jour, Web3 and the metaverse.
Oh, no. Not the metaverse. That was my favorite thing.
Quote, literally a year ago, almost no one was talking about AI, and everyone was talking about Web3 and metaverse. Everyone I know, surely, was on the metaverse.
That was bandwagon. Always the talker on the water cooler.
Yeah.
On Mondays. Oh, did you hear about that metaverse concert?
They have legs now.
Yeah.
We
see the bottom of their feet.
We even had a major program around metaverse in the works, in the planning. That's part of the quote. That we finally decided not to pursue. But they haven't abandoned virtual worlds or campaigns based on the blockchain.
Of course not.
They had a recent line of NFTs. The original, like one of the first episodes we did was about
NFT. I mean, I feel like the NFT craze has certainly quite a lot, died out. Like it's really, but I do feel like there are some hanger-ons and there's still an element of it, but it's definitely past its prime, I would
say. Coca-Cola released in partnership with crypto marketplace Coinbase, a collection that earned more than $500,000 in 72 hours, according to the company. Yeah, I mean, so it says they still have a department related to Web3 and everything, but they're really focusing on AI now. So it's going to be just more content for us when the next Coca-Cola Creations comes out, and it's clearly not even been seen by human eyes before it's released to the public.
So basically because of the show, you know, I really like Coke's, it's an all-timer drink, of course. There's a reason it's the most popular soft drink. Mm-hmm. Love a good ice cold, you know, can of Coke or ideally a Coke from a McDonald's restaurant.
Uh-huh.
Because I know it's because of how they store it and all that stuff, but there's just nothing, it doesn't taste any more fresh
than when you get in a McDonald's. The way it combines, mm-hmm. it brings you back to being a kid.
But God, have I come to really loathe the company, the corporate entity that is Coca-Cola.
I've been.
It's so, because it's like, you know, they all have the element of like, obviously, they're in it for the money, blah, 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 blah. But, like, just so head up its own, you know what, chasing the dumbest trends.
You can say it. We'll just bleep it.
And it's just like, it's just so, it feels short-sighted.
Well, they're not focused on short-term sales goals. Didn't you listen? They're focused on experiences and stuff. Yeah,
they're living in the moment. I guess I'll give them that.
Yeah, I've been a Coca-Cola shareholder since I was a very young lad because my grandfather bought me a share. Mm. And it's since grown. I mean, not like life-changing, but from one or two shares to like 12. So it's like 5-6 times the original investment.
Right.
So I have like, I don't know, $700, nothing to go crazy
about.
But it's been
started.
For my entire life. It's been like, I own Coke. I'm a Coke man.
I was born a Coke man. I'll die a Coke man.
Yeah. But you know what? These ads really are making me rethink my personal vendetta against or in favor of Coca-Cola. They are just so pretentious.
That's the thing is like, basically all corporations at that massive level are inherently evil on some scale. Like, whatever, fine, I get it. They're all, you know.
I could deal with it if they were evil. They've been evil forever.
But they're just so obnoxious about it lately. Yeah. It's like, you know, they sell us water and proclaim that access to water is not a human right. Whatever, I'm used to that. But like this AI stuff. Driving me up a wall, you know, like it's just too much.
Oh my.
I'm used to like the Nestle's and all that doing that.
I have an idea.
Okay.
This literally can't miss. We abandon the podcast. Okay.
Are we selling out?
AI generated NFTs. See? You're speechless.
I am. I will agree. I am speechless.
It's a slam dunk.
If that's the case, why hasn't anybody done it yet? Or if they are doing it, why haven't we heard of it?
Why hasn't anybody done any of the innovative thing? Because they don't, their tiny baby brains haven't come up with the idea.
You don't think the NFT bros, who are assuredly also giant AI
fans. No, they're stuck on NFT. AI is the new thing. Once we move on to AI, NFTs are dead. No.
That covers both
they're,
of those?
They're set because I'm telling you, once we move into the AI craze, which we're already 1 foot in the door here, NFTs are dead. They're like stick a fork in them. They're in the grave.
So you're like Frankensteining a half dead, half alive.
Yeah, the NFT's only chance to stay inside the cultural zeitgeist is to be dragged through the threshold by AI.
How could you make anything uglier than the Bored Apes already?
It does. So that's
just do like AI versions of the Bored Apes and see what comes out.
Hold on.
This episode is so long. Well, you're editing this one, so that's fine.
Yeah, I know. Well, so a lot of it's going to get cut.
Yeah.
Like a lot of this search that I'm doing. Mm-hmm. Like I'm typing into ChatGPT. I'm going to log in. Oh, my God.
Do you want me to read the press release while you're doing that?
I kind of want to be paying attention to the press release because it's a Coke press release.
Even though I hate what we're doing right now.
Hate it. It was your idea.
It was not a sincere idea. It was a mocking suggestion. Ironic, if you will.
Okay, this is perfect.
Uh-huh.
So I was in ChatGPT, which apparently can't make images. Fine. But it said it can describe a conceptual image of a Bored Ape NFT created by AI. Okay, you ready? Imagine a digital canvas subtly blending shades of electric blue and neon green as the backdrop. In the center, a meticulously detailed bored ape stands, its fur a symphony of pixelated patterns resembling circuitry. Its eyes, normally expressive, now appear as glowing digital screens displaying lines of code endlessly. The ape's posture exudes a sense of ennui, its digital tail drooping with a sense of AI-induced boredom. Around it, holographic algorithms and data streams dance, symbolizing the AI-driven creation of this modern masterpiece. That's the description on the wall in the Met after we sell this billion-dollar AI-created digital painting to whoever is the highest bidder. Doesn't matter. Yeah.
You know what?
Elon Musk.
I don't want to ride your coattails on this. I think you should ride solo and take it to its logical conclusion. And I'll see you on the other side, brother.
Look, when this blows up.
Blow up is a good word.
And you say, hey, remember me?
I'm knocking at your mansion's front door.
Yeah. Do you want to record an episode of a podcast? I'll say, no, I don't need the podcast anymore.
ChatGPT just wrote the script for an episode. And I had text to voice record it. It's already done.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Anyway. Look at the press release. What are you waiting on?
All right. Okay, so this is the usual co-creation press release. It's a lot of fluff and pretentiousness and foolishness, I would say. So I'll try and get through it pretty quickly here and not cover every single part. It's not super long. The boldest and edgiest Coca-Cola Creations flavor yet. A collaboration with musical powerhouse and Grammy Award-winning artist Rosalia, called Coca-Cola Move, brings to life the transformational power of music.
That seems like a Coca-Cola thing.
Sure.
Because the marshmallow and...
So I've never heard of this artist before, this singer, the musician. But they started as a classically trained flamenco artist in Spain, then rose to global pop star status, and of course has transcended borders and genres in music, fashion, and more. Here's a quote, and it's from Oana Vlad, blank, 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 the Coca-Cola company.
Blank,
it's blank,
blank,
blank, comma, blank. Blank, blank. So, like, title and then, like, department, if you want to.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not going to get the second part. I would never get the department or whatever.
Is it vice president?
Nope. Senior director.
Okay. Senior director. Is it clearly creations related?
It's definitely in the world of it.
Experience curator.
global strategy.
That wasn't nearly as weird as you made it out to be.
Well, I just meant like it's because they were saying how it's transcended borders and genres.
Yeah.
And kind of the global element. So here's the quote. Transformation as a means of self-expression is powerful and resonant for today's generation. Never has been before for any other generation.
No.
And music is the universal language for transformation. Partnering with the inspirational and genre-defying Rosalia to bring to life our latest drop under Coca-Cola Creations has been a blast and has broken new ground for Coca-Cola Creations. Coca-Cola Move transforms the experience of drinking Coca-Cola. It describes the packaging here, where it's, you know, the design has got like the pinks and everything, and a very bold elegance. Apparently she dropped a new single called LLYLM, inspired by Coca-Cola Move, and embodying the concept of transformation through a genre-crossing journey. There's a QR code where you can scan to go to the Creations Hub, of course. Cinematic experiences, quizzes, metaverse-inspired avatars, all the blah, 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 that they do every time for these.
They did have, they had an auction for this. It's on my phone.
There's, right? You could bid on autographed items.
Yeah. You could get an autographed can of this surely delicious soda. It was only like $400, $500.
And then, yeah, this is basically the rest of it's the jargon where they say the Creations is this, and we've had this many flavors. They list them here. Starlight, Bite. Bite was possibly the worst one.
Possibly nothing. That was repulsive.
I don't remember what Dreamworld tasted like. That's the only reason I say that.
Oh, wait.
It was either Dreamworld or Bite that were just
I think they were both awful. Bad.
Yeah. And then Soul Blast. Was that the one that was in Japan?
I think, because it's probably Soul.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably
yeah.
Korean.
So, you're right. That's right. It was, yeah. So we've never had that one, but also it was never made available here.
Yeah.
And the prices for it were not worth it.
Certainly they
Based
are.
On our Creations past experience, it would be a huge gamble. So yeah, for more information, visit Coca-Cola.com/creations. No. Yeah,
even I'm not interested in doing that.
Let's.
What was the person's name?
I closed it. Well, I'm not joking. I already closed it. I don't want to. Don't make me look at it.
It's in your history. It's literally your most recent
Fun fact. My charger's not plugged in, so...
Oh, well, we better finish.
We should probably just... Yeah. I didn't intentionally do that. We've got the same much we got left here. How much is left in the tank. Oh, we got 33%. We got some time, but not much.
Even still.
Anyway, so this is Move, transformation-flavored Coca-Cola.
Well, when I looked this up...
I don't know anything about it. Do you know what the flavor composition is?
No, but even on their website, I don't remember exactly what they said, but... They didn't give like other flavors.
I didn't see anything about it.
It just says like it's Coke, but it's different.
Yeah,
basically.
That's exactly basically the vibe I got when I was reading
it. After I drink it, I'll look it up again. But
has there been some?
There was a specific wording that they did, but it's just completely forgettable
nonsense, basically. Yeah. So the smell of it. This is see if you following me on this. It smells like if Coca-Cola got dirty. Well, that's a certain flavor. I'm trying to pin it.
I want to see what you say, because now that I'm tasting it, I did see a take, and I see where they're coming from with it.
I can't pin it. It's going to be one of those things. I legitimately can't.
The description that I saw,
or
the take, was that it was like Coke-flavored popcorn.
I kind of see that.
Like, imagine the Jelly Belly popcorn flavor.
Yeah, and
the Jelly Belly cola flavor.
It's kind of like that, yeah. But now I'm wondering if it's one of those things where, because the suggestions in my head, that's now what I'm tasting. You know how, like, there's those audio clips where, like, it'll be like, you're going to hear one of two words.
Yeah.
And then when you think about that word, you're able to hear it clearly. It's like that, but with flavor, almost. Because that did not cross my mind.
They
before.
Also said caramel.
And now I taste that.
Caramely.
Yeah, that there's definitely a caramel element in there. So maybe it's caramel popcorn. I don't know. It's honestly not bad. Like there's been much worse in this realm.
Oh god, yeah.
It's perfectly drinkable, but I don't know if it's good.
You know, it kind of
I can't say I think it's transformational. I'm not my world has not been changed. My concept of soft drinks has not been rocked.
That's why I think it'd be nice to be a flavor scientist, because the end result is like, yeah, it's Coke, but like we put a splash of this in it. Huh? It's Coke, but it's cherry.
That's what I want. I wonder if the flavor scientists are just some dudes who have to like put stuff together and they see like this the marketing people walk in, they're like, oh, Jesus, what kind of BS concept are they going to have us make a flavor for now? Are we going to do like deep sea or something?
That could be good.
What would they do, though?
Because it'd be
seafood flavored. It's just like shrimp.
Leave it to Coke Creations.
Yeah.
Because it could be like a blue berry Coke.
Maybe like an airy, not like a salty flavor, but like, you know how like sparkling drinks have that beach vibe?
They would just do like sea foam or beach.
Dead coral.
But it'd be AI generated. So it would sound.
Our next flavor represents those polar bears you see on the melting.
Coca-Cola has long used polar bears as the face of their advertising.
Now that they're almost extinct, we introduced a new flavor, Last Polar Bear on Earth. Taste the sadness of not being able to find a mate or any kind of like connection because you're the last of your kind through this amazing experience that also has fun games on the metaverse. You can VR as the last bear. I'm actually a little disappointed in that it's not super bad or super good. It's interesting. And you know what? To give Rosalia credit, she could have had a way worse flavor. We've been there.
Yeah, she dodged a bullet.
Definitely not a marshmallow level.
Not jumping on the bite train.
Because marshmallow was like, let's just be normal for a second.
Yeah.
Because it was like strawberry and maybe something else. But not god-awful like the Dream World or Bite, huh?
Was it a melon?
Maybe. I just can't remember. And so I will say also I think it's a lot weaker than the Starlight one. Starlight one was a legitimately fun, tasty drink.
Interesting.
And interesting. And again, I feel like even though it's ridiculous to say space is a flavor, I get what they're going for with that.
Yeah.
Transformational is just like the buzzword. It was like a bingo ball pit. They just had all the different buzzwords in there and they pulled out one. Transformation. All right, screw it, guys. Make something that's, quote, transformational. They're like, all right, whatever.
Yeah.
I think... That was a weird squeak. I think... I think I'm going to go with 2.5. I you know, like, the aftertaste is fine. It's Coke enough that I'll drink the can and not, you know, think twice about it. But it's also just a weird Coke. And I'm just very grateful that it's not awful. So I think a very middling score is perfectly appropriate. And so, 2.5.
That kind of feels right. I was thinking maybe a 3, but...
Feels generous.
Coca-Cola Creations gets knocked down...
Inherently.
...half a point by default.
They could possibly someday be a negative score if they play their cards right. So you said 2.5.
Okay. Yeah.
And I'm writing it down.
It's in the books. There's no way to change it.
Make sure I save the file. Pip scores. Done. All right. So, you know, the very last one... I don't think we're surprised that it ended up being a kind of whatever drink. But we had a couple of standouts that were really good.
Yeah.
The Summer Freeze from Mountain Dew and the Dr. Pepper one, the Strawberries and Cream.
Yeah, that one was good.
That one was... I think the Strawberries and Cream is my favorite of them.
That's fair.
With the Summer Breeze being...
I think Summer Freeze is my number one. And then Strawberry, Passion Fruit, Sprite, Caribbean Splash. And then Move, whatever. I don't know. It's Coke.
The Coke...
So what were give me my scores again.
Okay, to recap, too long didn't read. If you want to skip to the end and get all the scores real quick,
which we'll start doing now every
we
episode.
Can yeah
yeah.
All right, to summarize, Mountain Dew Caribbean Splash, we both went with a 2.5.
okay.
2.5.
yeah.
Passion Fruit Punch, this is where we split. You gave it a 3.5. I mm-hmm. gave it a 2.
Mm-hmm.
So a whole point and a half spread.
Yeah, that's big.
Sprite Lemonade Legacy, pretty close together on this one. You were a little more into it, so you gave it a 3. I gave it a 2.5.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then Dr. Pepper, Strawberry and Cream, we were both pretty high on that. You gave it a 4. I gave it a 4.5. And then the last one, the Coca-Cola Creation Move, did not transform our experiences, didn't leave us feeling different than when we came into it. So we both gave it a 2.5.
Did I miss one? What did I do, the Summer Freeze?
Oh, did I not write it down? I didn't write it down. Oh, my God. Wait, why did I write it down? I didn't write it down.
Well.
We can when you're editing it and you get that score, you tell me.
Because I was going to try to.
I think I gave it a 4.5.
I was thinking I gave it a 4.5, but I think I'm not 100% sure.
But I don't know if I gave it a 4.5 or a 4. I think I gave it a 4. We'll just have to check the tape. Jamie checked the
stream.
I think it was at least a 4 for me. I know that. And I know it was at least a 4 for you.
Yeah, I feel like maybe it was a 4.5 even. But anyway, we'll say a 4.
Well, it'd be weird if you didn't, because that was your favorite. It'd be weird if you scored it the same as...
Yeah, I think it was a 4.5.
And I think I gave it a 4.
What I was trying to do was add up all the scores for an episode average. And I think I came in under 3. Because I only had 17 or 17.5 points out of 6 items. It was a weak episode. In spite of three dudes.
It only takes one dud to bring it down.
Well, but there, I did. I mean, you had a 2 in there, but I was 2.5.
Mine would probably be barely a 3 or just a little above it. But I that seems like a weird metric because, like,
it's entirely, there's no uniformity.
Yeah, like, what's the point? Because, like, nobody's going to have these exact same batches of drinks in the same night to have the same experience.
God, I can't imagine anyone else possibly even drank all of these separately.
And yeah, I'm not, these are going to be drank over the next 5 days or whatever.
Yeah, it's a lot of sugar.
It's a lot here. Yeah.
Yeah.
So even at most, it would be one a day, but you know. All right. Well, I think we're ready to put this one to bed, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any parting thoughts?
No, because we're going to record another episode, so I want to make sure to keep something left in the tank here.
Yeah, sure. Well, you can find us online at multiple
Soda Streams. You can find us.
Are you a fan of Soda Streams? Like the do-it-yourself things?
You just mean like the...
Like the ones where you can make combine different flavors and
like
you
the
can get
freestyle?
A Coke, but you can get like a lemon-lime Coke or a cherry Coke.
Oh, yeah.
Vanilla. The only problem is like... I get like the paralyzed with choice thing where there's like, you pick Coke and then suddenly it's like 16 options. And I'm like, oh God, I don't know. I was thinking Coke when I got in here and I don't know.
No, see, there's one at work. It's Coke Freestyle. Mm-hmm. It has Mellow Yellow, Diet or Zero Sugar, whatever. And you can flavor it.
Yeah.
Because
I get the Mellow Yellow Citrus something.
Yeah.
That one's like a super souped up Mellow Yellow.
Yeah.
And the reason I know that is because Wendy's had like a Rick and Morty themed drink selection at one point, and they were just like the Mellow Yellows with the added flavor, and I've been hooked on it ever since. It's so good.
Yeah, that's like the only place that I know that I can get one. Like I know I can get Mellow Yellow, but I can't get any kind of Diet Mellow Yellow.
Right.
It's such a niche thing, and you get the flavors. Those are great.
Yeah. Okay, we're starting to lose ourselves. We got to finish this. Yeah. All right. So you can find us on social media at Prizes Inside is the handle, and we're on Instagram, Facebook, X.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I was like, it's been so long, I think.
It's been since X became
a stupid thing.
We should make a Discord.
No.
We'll get so much engagement.
Tell you what. I'll make it if we get comments asking for it or feedback asking for it, because they can also leave a comment on those social media platforms or email us, prizesinside@gmail.com.
There you go.
Send us an email. Let us know if you want a official Discord for Pip, where you can talk about whatever.
We do also own prizesinside.com.
Yeah, you went ahead and bought that for some reason, which is fine. I didn't have any, I don't know what we'll do.
It's in the hopper. There's so many things in the hopper.
Just in case somebody else claims.
As soon as anybody says, hey, when are you going to do this thing? That's all it's going to take to push us over the edge. Yeah. Until then, they're all just sitting there. They're all just ideas that we're not motivated to do.
All
right. Let us know. Tell us what you want.
Until next time, though, we're going to call it. So thanks again for listening. And stay tuned. We've got more stuff to try and talk about.
Yeah, I'm Billy.
I'm Jeff.
And this has been Prizes Inside.
Yeah, it has. You want to say bye, Kitty? Oh, she's cleaning herself. Never mind.
Yeah.
Bye. Well.